Okay, today is June 24th, 2015, and I am at the Plaza Tower Apartments interviewing Dora Munyon. She was born in 1935. My name is Ann Lacey, and I work for the Kansas City, Kansas Public Library, and today we'll be talking about Kansas City, Kansas, life, neighborhoods, family, and life experience. So, tell me how long you have lived in Kansas City, Kansas.
I've lived in Kansas, Kansas, back there all my life.
All your life?
All my life.
And tell me a little bit about the neighborhood you grew up in or the places that you've lived in Kansas City.
Well, I was raised in Armadale, but I don't know how long I lived there. My dad left when I was 3 years old. And then not too long, which I don't remember, I don't know when, my mother decided to go look for a job. My mother went to get a job, and I was left, me and some other siblings were left at the house with my 16-year-old sister. And the neighbors found out about this, so they decided to call social welfare. So we was all taken away from the home. We was placed in different foster homes.
Wow.
And I was kind of shifted here, there, and yonder. There's one lady that I lived with that we didn't get along too well, so she took me back to the court, and I was put back in the orphanage. I was in a whole orphanage in Kansas City, Kansas. So from there, there was a lady that worked there that knew my sister, my little sister, and she called her and told her I was back there. And so she came and seen me, and that's how I met my sister. I mean, I didn't know my sister at all. And there, like I said, there was all together, there was eight of us. And there's four, there's three that they kept contact with each other. There was Ed and Lawrence and Virginia. They was the older ones. And so I went back to the home, and I lived there for a while. There was a lady, and there was a couple that decided to take us in as foster children. And of course, I'm gonna tell that part. The other part, I mean, I lived, wasn't that happy. But anyway, I'll tell you that part. Well, I was about 12 then, and I had moved from Pella to Post ever since I was little. And so I lived with her, and finally one day I thought to my mind, it's time to get up and leave again.
And how old were you?
I was 12.
Uh-huh.
No, I was 16 then. Mm-hmm. I was 16 when I got up, and I told my foster sister, I said, I wish she could be down here, but she can't get around too well. She lives there too. I told her, I said, it's time for me to get up and leave. And she tried to talk me out of it, but I said, I got to go.
You were ready to be on your own at that point?
Yes. I think the reason I did this because I had moved so much in my lifetime, and I thought it was time to go again. So then after I was 16, I got up on my own. I stayed among friends. I lived with friends, and I did my share of drinking and stuff like that. I didn't take dope. I did drink, and I'd been married several times, and like I said, I did go back and tell this family I was sorry, and I married one man that my first marriage. I just married him because I wanted to get out of the house. I had an apartment at that time myself, and my stepfather lived in the same building, and I wasn't quite 16. I wasn't quite of age. Wasn't quite of age, and he decided he was going to call the authorities. When he did that, because I had been out the night before, and all I was doing was playing cards, me and this guy. So I said, well, this ain't gonna work. So I told my mother, I said, I got contact with my mother then, and I told her that I said, I'm gonna go get, Bill and I's gonna go to Emporia, Kansas, and get married. And that's what we did. So, because I was scared that they put me back in the home, mm-hmm. and I didn't want to go back in the home. Mm-hmm. And so that lasted a while, but didn't work out. That marriage didn't work out. And later I had one child, and I wasn't with him, but I had a child, and I gave him his name. I gave him his name, and I lost that child. She passed right after birth.
Sorry.
And so anyway, life goes on, and then I married another guy, and we had three children. We had two at the time that I got up and left then, and I was pregnant with the third. And anyway, he was cruel to me, you know. He didn't treat me very right. And so I left there, and I lived there, and I went to Texas for a short while, but I came back because I felt guilty, because here I was married. And I felt guilty for leaving him. So I came back and tried again, which it didn't work out. So I left again. Like I said, at that time I had three children. And three girls. And then I married this other guy. I married another guy. And we stayed together for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And we had two children. And we had three children, and I had one child, and he adopted this other child. I had four children at that time, and so then that didn't work out. So I'm making a long story short, that didn't work out. So I left again, and I supported myself with the welfare. I back up with welfare because I couldn't get a job. I'm blind in one eye from the time I was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I was on welfare. And so I had to drink quite a bit. And my ex-husband, he had been in AA. Mm-hmm. And at that time I didn't probably realize that I was a candidate for AA until after we separated. And I went out and started drinking again. So I decided to go to AA.
And did that get you the help you needed?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I had known God all my life, and this is what brought me back. And I promised God, which I've kept my promise. I've been sober for 30 years.
That's wonderful.
And so then I met another guy, which is my last husband. His picture's up there. And we got married, but before that I prayed. I prayed for a Christian man. And God answered my prayer. 2 weeks later, we met. I couldn't get over that, you know. And so when we got married, we was together 8 months. And he was kind of questioning about whether we should get married because I was drawing my SSI. But I told him, God will help us. I had the faith, God to help us. And so we did get married. The best marriage I had.
That's wonderful.
We was married for 15 years. He was a Christian. And right after we got married, after I lost my check, a lady across the street told me, I'm working for a person and they need somebody else to cover some hours because I can't cover all them hours. So I went and worked with this elderly woman. She couldn't talk. She had to be fed through the stomach. She could understand what you said. And her husband was a car lot dealer. And I went and worked for him for her for a while. But that thing, it wasn't for too long after that they put her in a nursing home. Mm-hmm. Another job I had was at Bethel Neighborhood Center. I answered the phone for them. And at that time I got a hold of a place where they helped older women, you know, get jobs. And that's how I got it, that one. And I worked there for a while. Well, then that ended, and I think the best job I had went on as a foster grandparent.
So tell me about that. I'm sure that your experience growing up really influenced your desire to be a foster grandparent.
Foster grandparent, I was in a school close by where I lived in the first grade, And the children would come in and always say, "Hi, Grandma." And that thrilled me, you know, and when I left the thing. And
wait, was this a job with the school district?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a job that I was placed in. Yes, mm-hmm. I worked for, I went to the school close by. I lived at close to 42nd and Parallel. Mm-hmm. William Allen White, that was the name of the school I worked at.
Okay.
I worked 2 years there. And in the meantime, while I was working there with my husband, they found out that he had Alzheimer's. And so he got sick, and when I quit, I just had such a flu, but I decided to stay home with him and take care of him. And then he started running off. One time it took him, run off, and that, then I decided. I'd seen so much on TV where they said, the Alzheimer's, when they go, you don't know where they go. And this is only three blocks away that he went.
And so I decided
to put him in a nursing home.
Who found him when he ran off?
The police did. Okay. I called the police right after this happened, after he left. Didn't take me very long to call the police. I called the police. And so I decided to put him in a nursing home. And he was in the nursing home from then on quite a few years. I'd say 2 or 3, maybe 4 years. And he didn't get any better. And finally, when we had a home there, a two-bedroom home out on Parallel. Before he got sick, we decided to get another home, which I had another home once before it caught on fire. But anyway, so we decided to get this house. And when he went in the nursing home, they took his money. They had to have money to take care of him.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
And so then I didn't know what to do, but people said, why don't you try to get in the high rise? Went up the high rise, and I've been living here. It'll be 2 years in October. And of course, it was God's will the way it happened, because 3 days later my husband passed, which I do miss him. Mm-hmm. But I knew I did the best for him and I both, you know, do them things. So that's about it.
And you like living here? Have you
made, yes, I do.
Have you made some good friends here?
Yes. I've met people here my age. The workers here are nice. Mm-hmm. We go downstairs sometimes and talk and have a good time, you know, wait for the mailman.
It's nice to have a community.
Yes. Well, that's it.
So what are some of your favorite memories of living in Kansas City?
Of where?
Of living in Kansas City.
In Kansas City? Mm-hmm. Well, I think mostly because, yeah, I always lived in a city that maybe the schools, even though I quit school when I was 16, and I went back in 1982, and got my GED. And I think I had a lot of friends here, which I still have a lot of friends. I know a lady that lives in another high rise for 25 years. Wow. And that's my memories.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like being a foster grandparent was a really good experience for you. Tell me a little bit about what that was like working with those kids.
Well, it was nice working with the kids. I would go in and help the teacher. She read, and then if they had assignments like reading or spelling or writing, I'd go help them. And I don't want to tell this part. There's a little boy that was there, and when he first started, he would not do anything. He wouldn't help. He said he didn't think that was for him, but. In the meantime, one day I was helping another little girl, and hey, Grandma, he said, come help me. And I said, just a minute, and I went over and helped him, and ever since that, he let the teacher and I help him. And that was a good memory.
That's great.
There was another little girl in the school, and one time she had to stay at, in kindergarten, she didn't get to go out and play. And I'd sit and talk to her, and she said, my mama can't help me. I said, she was talking about homework, and she said, well, I can't do it. I said, well, why don't you let your mother help you? My folks can't do it. So that was another experience.
So she really needed people like you.
Yes.
And the teacher. Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds like you were a good confidant and role model for them. So you did that for 2 years, you said?
3 years.
Three years.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What are some things that you like about Kansas City?
I don't know. I just know I'm used to being here. Uh-huh. I like, you know, people here. I used to go to the zoo. I used to take my kids to the park. Mm-hmm. I used to take the kids to the park and play in the park, you know.
And do your kids live here too?
Yes, most of them does. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I had children. I had six girls.
Wow. And you said you'd moved away to a couple of other places. Where else have you lived?
In Texas for one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mostly both times with Texas. Mm-hmm. I went to work for a preacher in Texas and took care of his children when him and his wife had to be gone for one experience. Mm-hmm. That was the best one. I won't talk about the other because it wasn't that good.
So what do you think has changed over the years?
Well, I think it's changed. Minnesota isn't like it used to be. I mean, it used to be the store, the dime stores up there and all, and they don't have all that. And
I think they're working to get it back again.
Right, are they?
They've got some work to do.
I really like that because I used to go up on the avenue. I call it the avenue. Mm-hmm. And I used to go to the dime store and get a chili dog. And I love that. Yeah, I like chili dogs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think downtown used to be a different place.
I came
place.
From a family of four, I get this right, four brothers. Yeah, there's four brothers and four, yeah, there's eight altogether. Four boys and four girls. The reason that how we got back together is my one sister said her foster mother died, her adopted mother died, and she found the papers. And another one, I don't remember, but she lived in Arizona, but some way we got back together.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then, of course, the four older ones, naturally, when Virginia came and seen me, well, they knew, yeah. There's one, Jack, now he was adopted, Jack was, and I don't remember how we got back together, but mm-hmm. we all got back together. And I've got one brother, really, that I don't know where he's at because I lost track of him. Uh-huh. His name is Billy Burns. And they wanted to me at one time to live with them, but I choose not to. I don't know why, but anyway, I chose not to live with them. I don't know where he's at. So.
But do some of your brothers and sisters live here still?
No, they're all deceased. Okay. I'm the one, and probably, I don't know if my other brother's deceased or not. Yeah.
Were you the youngest?
Yes. No. Okay. I was next to the youngest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So can you tell me, do you have any heroes? Who are some people that you admire?
Well, I'll tell you a picture. I had it a while ago. Oh, I think I put it up there. Some people with my foster parents. Oh, I don't know what I do with it. Yeah, no.
Well, you can tell me about them.
Well, they was good people. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had took quite a few children in.
Mm-hmm.
And my foster sister, she's 73, and her husband passed, so she lives here, and her and I was close. And I kind of, after I went back and told her mother and dad I was sorry, I kept contact with her, and we've been together. But she moved out of town until recently. About 6 months ago, she lost her husband. Her kids are here, so she came back to Kansas City. And she lived with her grandson. It didn't work out, so she decided to go to the, you know, housing. And so far, it so happened that they put her here.
Mm-hmm.
She lives on four and I live down here.
That's great. Nice to have some family in the building.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you have had you've had quite a few experiences in your life, and you mentioned possibly writing a book. You should definitely do that.
I've thought about it. My daughter's got a book. She tried to once. I think she did part of her book. I'm not sure if she finished it, but she's got a book she's going to let me use. Also, I've been on the Arthur.com or something like that. I've looked over. So, every time I talk to somebody about my story, they say, boy, you ought to write a book.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I think that's
I'm glad I did.
That concludes our interview. Thank you very much.